Hundreds of black boys and black men gathered at the Police Athletic League in Wilmington, Delaware, to be honored as modern-day black history makers. The 14th annual event is designed to change the stigma of gun violence in their communities. More from WHYY Sandra Jones.
Inside the gymnasium of the Police Athletic League in Wilmington, you can hear the music and the testimonies from black entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, educators who have achieved success. Their message resonates with the 600 black teenage boys and men attending the event, something 14-year-old Ralier Tate doesn't see every day.
I've personally never done anything like this before, especially with my school. It's the first time we've done anything like this, and it's a great opportunity.
For 11-year-old Caleb Allen,
it makes me feel actually happier. Black young kings are not out there with guns or violence. Instead, they're here.
The Raising Kings Conference honors modern-day black history makers by raising awareness and elevating positive images, expectations, and outcomes for black men and boys, now 14 years in the making. Chandra Pitts, CEO and founder of One Village Alliance, helped to pull it all together.
These kids are two and three generations removed from Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, it's important for them to know that there are leaders who are just as great in their community today, doing really significant community advocacy and impact and outreach. But more importantly, that the greatness that to be a black history maker lies within them. But they've got to see it to believe it.
Pitts started the organization as a single parent and needed a village.
So all along his life cycle, he's needed men, positive male images, father figures, and business leaders to really inspire him to be the great young man that he is today.
The event concluded with breakout sessions to provide these teenagers with one-on-one attention. Sandra Jones, WHYY News.